pages 8 and 9. The top half of page 8 is a photo of Holly Hill Leisure Centre, and the title in white letters is Millions of Reasons to Get Pleasure from Leisure Facilities Right Across Fareham. Page 9 is topped with three photos: the new wheelchair swing at Holly Hill Play Area, Porchester Community Centre, and Abbey Meadows Play Area at Titchfield. The provision of leisure opportunities for health, well-being and fun is a key corporate priority for the Council. With excitement building around Fareham Live ahead of its opening next year, but with a bit of a wait before we can actually get through the doors, we thought we'd take a moment to reflect on some of our favourite projects from across Fareham over the past 25 years or so. Leisure centres. A pretty obvious place to start, but did you know we've actually spent over £20 million on our leisure centres and swimming pools since 1997-1998. That eye-watering figure includes Holly Hill Leisure Centre, which was opened by Adam Peaty in 2017, and two major refurbishments of Fareham Leisure Centre, which is now over 40 years old. Both centres are now so popular that membership has surpassed pre-COVID levels, and both are absolutely buzzing with users of all ages and abilities. Community buildings. We now have 13 council-owned community centres across the borough, many of which, such as those at Abshot and Crofton, have seen improvements and upgrades over the years. The cost of maintaining and improving these facilities so they can be used day in, day out by so many members of the community totals around £4 million since 1998. Porchester Community Centre is the most recent addition and cost around £2 million when it was built in 2011-2012. That's almost £3.2 million in today's money. We also invested around £490,000 in Westbury Manor Museum between 2017 and 2019 as part of our commitment to making it a more vibrant community venue. Play areas and skate parks. We have 47 play areas, multi-use games areas, outdoor gym stations, tennis courts and skate parks throughout the borough, with all being well used by our youngest residents. Money is set aside for a maintenance and improvement programme to keep them safe and current. Our newest play areas are Abbey Meadows in Titchfield and the Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Park at Daedalus in Stubbington. Both have opened in the last 2 years, and between them cost just over £200,000. Sports facilities. We have some exceptional sporting clubs across the borough, covering a range of sports, including bowling, cricket, football, tennis and rugby. New recreational facilities at Whiteley at the turn of the century cost around £144,000. That would be around £316,000 in today's money. Other highlights include around £460,000 on facilities at Seafield Park in 2007-2008, worth £837,000 today. And the Fareham and Crofton Cricket Club Pavilion in 2009-2010, £500,000. But also the many smaller projects, such as the Burridge Changing Rooms improvements in 2015-2016, £10,000, and Wycor Rec Sports Changing Facilities. Accessibility. While we always look at leisure and community projects that will benefit the greatest number of people, we also look closely at making life-enhancing improvements at our leisure facilities for those with disabilities. We have not only undertaken a programme of play area improvements to install inclusive play equipment across the borough, but we have also installed a wheelchair swing at Holly Hill Play Area and communications boards in a number of our play areas in recent years. We have also built the Fareham Easy Access Trail, a 1 mile surfaced footpath enabling everyone to enjoy scenic views over the estuary where wildlife and boats share the waters of Portsmouth Harbour. Both Holly Hill and Fareham Leisure Centres have accredited changing places toilets and changing rooms, which are for people who cannot use standard facilities. These have additional equipment such as hoists, curtains, adult-sized changing benches, and space for carers. We also have pool hoists at both locations to help people get around the centres. Over 250,000 people in the country need these facilities to enable them to enjoy the day-to-day activities many of us take for granted. And we are proud to have them in both of our leisure centres. We've shared some of our favourite projects, but we'd love to know what you think. Why not let us know which leisure facilities are the most important to you by emailing leisure@fareham.gov.uk or messaging us on Facebook or Twitter using hashtag Fareham Leisure.